WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Some Illinois lawmakers are calling for accountability after the Trump administration's arrest of deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They were taken into custody this weekend by U.S. Special Forces. The couple pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and other charges in their first appearance in federal court today. U.S. Congressman Mike Quigley tells WBEZ's In the Loop the move has drawn condemnation from the international community, and the Democrat says that could undermine U.S. foreign policy in the future.
We have lost even more legitimacy when we push back against one country invading another. If you're not going to follow international law, then how difficult is it for you to step out and say that's wrong?
Quigley also called the conflict a distraction from bad news at home, citing inflation and the Epstein files. Venezuelans across Chicago are having mixed reaction after the U.S. capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The Sun-Times reports some people are hopeful the move could help rebuild the country. Others worry what this might mean for their families still living in Venezuela and for asylum seekers residing in Chicago. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is suggesting the U.S. won't govern Venezuela other than enforcing an existing oil quarantine on the country. That's even as President Donald Trump again insisted Sunday that the U.S. would be running Venezuela following its ouster of Maduro. A Northwestern Medicine study found the highest rates of gestational diabetes in American Indian and Alaskan Native groups. They saw rates of the condition 72% higher than the overall rate in the U.S. last year. That's followed by Asian, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander groups. Gestational diabetes causes high blood sugar during pregnancy and can put both the mother and child at risk of future diabetes and heart disease. Emily Lamb is a medical student at Northwestern University and the study's lead author.
It's likely a result of different social, structural factors like different access to healthcare, maybe different cultural patterns as well.
Lamb says it's important to break down the data to highlight health disparities within underrepresented groups. Edith Renfro Smith, known as being a link to decades of Black history in Chicago, died on Friday on the city's north side at the age of 111. After becoming the first Black woman graduate of Grinnell College, she moved to Chicago and lived in the city for over 80 years. During that time, she came across some of the most acclaimed figures in American history, including Martin Luther King Jr., Gwendolyn Brooks, and jazz great Herbie Hancock. The Chicago Bears lost 19-16 to the Detroit Lions yesterday, but quarterback Caleb Williams walked away from the regular season with the franchise's single-season passing record. Williams finished the 2025 regular season with 3,942 yards. That eclipses Eric Kramer's record set in 1995. When asked about the franchise record, Williams made it clear his focus was on the final score.
Need to win the game. Didn't want to leave it up to another team to put us in the seating that we wanted to be in. And I don't know what the case happened with that game, but we didn't execute the way we needed to. And so that number is the number, and so be it.
Williams first finished just shy of becoming the Bears' first 4,000-yard passer. Next, the Bears will kick off the playoffs against the Green Bay Packers on Saturday. You're listening to The Rundown. When Russia's invasion of Ukraine forced millions from their homes, many people were given temporary refuge in the U.S. But as the war in Ukraine drags on, some people are now caught up in the Trump administration's deportation blitz. That includes one Illinois resident who is awaiting his final removal hearing. WBEZ's Anna Shevchenko tells the story of how he and his family fled Ukraine, only to face danger on American soil.
October 18th this past fall started off as a routine day for Ilhom. He got in his car to begin driving his Uber shift for the day. He had just dropped off a passenger at the O'Hare International Airport when federal immigration agents stopped him in a nearby parking lot. The dashboard camera in his car captured what happened next.
Bring your documents. Bring your documents. Bring your documents with you.
Soon after, Ilhom texted his wife, Shakhnoza.
Він написав, що його затримали ICE.
I was detained by ICE, he said. Shakhnoza began shaking and tried calling everyone she could. Her three teenage sons started crying. Since that day, Ільхом has missed their youngest son's birthday, Thanksgiving, and now Christmas. Шахноза speaks to me in her native Ukrainian. As we're sitting in the living room of their nearly empty apartment, her sons arrive home from school. John, her eldest, sits down on the couch with us.
В Україні просто будущего, може бути, і не буде хорошого.
He says he's scared there may be no future for his family in Illinois, or back in Ukraine. John is not his real name. We're using a pseudonym to protect his identity. For the same reason, we're only using Ilhom and Shakhnoza's first names. Back in February 2022, they were living in Ukraine, in the eastern city of Kharkiv. One morning, they were getting ready for the workday, when they heard explosions.
Ми почули звук бах-бах.
At first, they just thought that their neighbors might be celebrating with fireworks. In fact, Russia had just invaded Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fled the country in the early days of the war. But Ilhom and Shakhnoza stayed to keep running their shop. They sold underwear and socks at the Barabashova market. Then, in mid-March, Russian missiles hit Barabashova, and their store was destroyed.
У нас вже нема чого було теряти.
After they lost their livelihood, Shakhnoza says they had nothing else to lose. So when they heard of a program helping Ukrainians get a chance to live and work in the U.S. for 2 years, they applied. Under the Uniting for Ukraine program, they arrived in Illinois in the summer of 2023. Ilhom began driving for Uber, and she found work at a big box store. They felt safe. When their two-year authorization expired in July, they applied for an extension. And as a backup, they also applied for asylum, which allows people to stay in the U.S. while their case is pending. Shakhnoza made sure that her husband, Ilhom, always carried a folder with his documents. She thought that those documents would protect him. Immigration attorney Svetlana Iva Ugrin represents two other Ukrainians who were arrested by federal immigration agents this fall. She says neither had a criminal record.
Basically, people saying, how could it happen? We didn't violate the law. We came here to be protected, and right now we're treated in a way that we did something wrong.
Early last year, the Trump administration paused the Uniting for Ukraine program and temporarily stopped processing extension requests for those already in the U.S. Those delays have left hundreds of Ukrainians in the Chicago area in limbo, like Ilhom, who's now in a detention center in Texas, awaiting his final removal hearing. We reached out to the Department of Homeland Security and other federal immigration agencies about Ilhom's arrest, but no one replied. While Shakhnoza awaits her husband's fate, she stays vigilant, always on the lookout for immigration agents whenever she leaves her apartment.
За себе мені не страшно, а за дітей я боюся, щоб вони не залишилися самі.
She says she's not scared for herself. She's scared that her kids may end up alone. Anna Savchenko, WBEZ News.
A quick look at weather. Tonight, expect cloudy skies and patchy fog with lows ranging in the mid-30s. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers and highs in the mid-40s. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.